title, we can now add civility and secrecy to the list of things money can't buy. NLRB rules non-disparagement and confidentiality clauses in severance agreements unlawfully restrain and coerce employees. Content, as we previously reported, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or board, under President Biden is working to undo much of any employer-friendly actions taken during the previous administration. On February 21, 2023, the board continued in its trend and wiped away a Trump-era ruling which gave employers certain latitude in drafting and executing severance agreements with their employees. Specifically, the board, in a divided decision, ruled employers can no longer offer severance agreements containing clauses that (i) prevent employees from making disparaging remarks about their former employer or (2) compel departing employees to keep the contents of the severance agreement confidential. The board's decision in McLaren McComb, 372 NLRB No. 58, 2023, concerned a Michigan hospital that, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, permanently furloughed 11 non-essential union employees following the issuance of government regulations prohibiting the hospital from performing elective and outpatient procedures and from allowing non-essential employees to work inside the hospital. In exchange for a severance payment, the hospital asked the permanently furloughed employees to sign a severance agreement, waiver, and release that offered to pay differing severance amounts to each furloughed employee if they signed the agreement. Like many severance and release agreements, it contained confidentiality and non-disclosure provisions that barred the employees from making statements to the hospital's employees or to the general public which could disparage or harm the image of the hospital, its parent and affiliated entities and their officers, directors, employees, agents and representatives and from disclosing the terms of the severance agreements to any third person. The 11 employees executed the agreements. The board agreed with the administrative law judge that the hospital violated Section 8A of 5 and 1 of the Act by permanently furloughing the 11 employees without first notifying the union and giving it an opportunity to bargain about the furlough decision and its effects, and that it further violated Section 8A of 5 and 1 of the Act by communicating and directly dealing with the 11 employees to enter into the severance agreement, while entirely bypassing and excluding the union. The board's 3 Democratic member majority, however, over the lone dissent from Republican appointee member Kaplan, reversed the ALJ's finding under Baylor University Medical Center, 369 NLRB No. 43, 2020, and IGTD/B/A International Game Technology, 3370 NLRB No. 50, 2020, that the respondent did not violate Section 8A(1) of the Act by merely proffering the severance agreement to the permanently furloughed employees. In Baylor and IGT, the Trump board addressed whether the mere proffer by an employer of severance agreements containing non-disparagement, non-assistance, and confidentiality provisions interfere with, restrain, or coerce employees in the exercise of their rights under the Act. The board concluded in Baylor and IGT that, absent outside circumstances that could render the proffers coercive, the mere action of offering these agreements to former employees does not constitute a violation of the Act. CIGT, 370 NLRB No. 50, Slip Op at 2, Baylor, 369 NLRB No. 43, Slip Op at 1 inch 2. Here, the board invalidated the severance agreements. While Member Kaplan's dissent noted the hospital's mere proffer of the severance agreements containing the non-disparagement and confidentiality provisions would have been unlawful under Baylor and IGT, the board majority deemed it necessary to overrule the Trump-era board rulings because they failed to analyze the terms of the severance agreements, which are the very subject of the alleged unlawful proffer to recipient employees, and overruled both cases. Noting the non-disparagement provision at issue here prohibits employees from making any statements to the employer's employees or to the general public which could disparage or harm the image of the employer, including, it would seem, any statement asserting that the respondent had violated the Act. The majority further concluded the non-disparagement prescription would encompass employee conduct regarding a